This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Fewer than 100 days to go now before Election Day. Vice President Kamala Harris is breaking fundraising records. Supporter and Maryland Governor Wes Moore says there's excitement around her campaign.
What it's showing is the more people get to know the vice president, the more people are excited about her vision for the future.
But Governor Chris Sununu, a New Hampshire Republican, says Kamala Harris's honeymoon won't last.
You're going to have this 30-day honeymoon period. Things will settle. Folks will get back, talk to their family and friends, come off a summer vacation, put their kids in school, all that sort of stuff. And then they'll start really thinking about what this race really means.
Both men were on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Firefighters are making some progress against those dangerous wildfires in the West.
Fire officials say the Park Fire, the largest in California, is now 12% contained but still threatening thousands of homes. The sound of firefighters on the ground trying to douse billowing flames in Forest Ranch, California, and water-dropping helicopters above. Homeowner Craig Kelb says he's hopeful they can save his house.
Pretty confident talking to this crew here. They're doing a lot of work.
The Park Fire has scorched more than 550 square miles of land, burning down dozens of structures. It's one of more than 100 blazes burning in the U.S. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. says it has serious concerns about the announced results of Venezuela's presidential election. Each side is claiming victory. Authorities there say incumbent Nicolas Maduro won the race. Lebanon says Israeli strikes killed two people and injured three others in southern Lebanon. At the Olympics, Simone Biles shook off a calf injury to dominate during gymnastics qualifying, and the U.S. men's basketball team beat Serbia. This is AP News. To Iowa, where clinics are prepared now to follow the state's strict abortion law. The AP's Julie Walker with this story.
Iowa is set to join more than a dozen other states where abortion access has been sharply curbed since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The law banning most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy takes effect in Iowa 8 a.m. today. The state's abortion providers have been fighting but still preparing for the law, shoring up access in neighboring states and learning from others where bans went into effect more swiftly. A Planned Parenthood official in the region says clinics are ready to follow the law, but it will still be devastating for Iowa residents. I'm Julie Walker.
Gas prices are holding steady. Gas is $3.50 a gallon this morning, same as a week ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.